From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. People who are unemployed due to the pandemic will stop receiving $600 in federal benefits each week when that program ends tomorrow. Utah's housing advocates are worried about an uptick in evictions as a result. In a panel discussion earlier this month, Tara Rollins from the Utah Housing Coalition said there haven't been many evictions so far because people have had that extra money. She said now it'll be harder to pay rent.
With all the subsidies that are changing from the CARES Act, that is when we're going to see the problem rise.
Last week, Utahns received nearly $51 million through the additional benefits program, according to the State Department of Workforce Services. Almost everyone has had to change the way they live during the pandemic. But as some people return to more normal activities, KUER's Emily Means reports many people with disabilities can't.
Most of Utah is in the low-risk phase of the pandemic response, and people are venturing out to restaurants or the gym. But Carolyn Campbell is immunocompromised, and all she wants to do is go grocery shopping.
I keep getting slightly spoiled fruit or like slightly off meat delivered, and it's disappointing every time. There's certain things that are just nice to choose in person.
As the executive director of the Disabled Rights Action Committee, Campbell says many community members are in the same boat. They might have underlying medical conditions, which makes going out in public a big risk. Or if they have mobility limitations, it's harder for them to practice social distancing. Board member Sarah Johnson emphasizes that everyone needs to take precautions, that it's not only up to disabled people to protect themselves.
That's just not feasible. We can't continue to isolate for a year at a time.
Campbell says she's worried about schools reopening in the fall, and that a spike in cases will make things even less safe for vulnerable community members. Emily Means, KUER News.
Utah public schools are usually required to hold classes for 990 hours every year. But the State Board of Education is waiving that requirement this year. Board members voted last night to let schools opt out due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Deputy Superintendent Angie Stallings says local education agencies like school districts have until August 1st to submit an alternate plan.
They are required to add information on how the LEA will ensure continuity of teaching and learning by providing high-quality instruction that includes blended learning and formative assessment strategies.
Most school districts plan to hold in-person classes. Students and teachers will be required to wear masks across the state. Officials with the Utah Department of Health are reporting 863 new cases of COVID-19 today. 225 people are in the hospital right now because of the coronavirus, and the state also reported 6 more deaths, 3 men and 3 women. Since March, nearly 37,000 people in Utah have been diagnosed with COVID-19. A nonprofit organization wants Utah leaders to either rename Pioneer Day to make it more inclusive for all Utahns or abolish the holiday altogether. The group Utah Dene Bakeya is based in San Juan County and advocates for Native tribes and their cultural sites like Bear's Ears. Group leaders say that Pioneer Day glorifies a history marked by violence and oppression of Indigenous people, and that the full history of people in Utah actually goes back thousands of years. Many Pioneer Day's events and activities were canceled this year due to COVID-19, but a number of cities and towns across Utah will go ahead with professional fireworks displays tonight. Bountiful City's fireworks will start around 9:30 at Mueller Park Junior High. Most fireworks will kick off at 10 p.m., including in Provost Town Center, Mapleton, Enoch, Spanish Fork, Monticello, and Washington City. Fireworks at Jackson Flat Reservoir near Kanab start at 10:30. In 2019, there wasn't a single human injury caused by a grizzly bear throughout the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. But that number is already to 8 this year. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Dan Thompson is with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. He says it's still too early to say whether or not the increased number is a trend. However, he says it's likely happening because of a combination of two things: an increased density of grizzly bears in the area, plus more humans spending time in bear country.
Which just creates a higher potential for these types of conflicts.
With the ongoing pandemic, more people are flocking to the woods. But Thompson says some folks might not know how to stay safe. Part of that means letting grizzly bears know you're out there.
So travel in groups, make noise, and just do things so that you're not going to stumble upon a bear.
And carry bear spray and know how to use it. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.